QST, QST, QST. This is Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, AE5WX. My name is Daryl, Delta Alpha Romeo Yankee Lima from Little Rock, Arkansas. Net webmaster and guest net control for this special April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Before we continue, since the primary mission of amateur radio is handling traffic, at this time do we have any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Any emergency or priority traffic only? If so, please call AE5WX. Okay, I have one bit of priority traffic to mention. There is a risk of severe thunderstorms with large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes from Tuesday night into Wednesday across Arkansas. Still quite a bit of variance in the forecasts, so please stay up with later forecasts in case weather does become an issue later this week. It is that time of year. Hearing no other emergency or priority traffic, we will continue with the net. If at any time during this net you have an emergency or priority traffic situation develop at your location, please use the pro words emergency or priority followed by your call sign. At that point, we'll stop the net and try to help you deal with your situation. Break, more to follow. This net meets every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on 147.570 MHz FM Simplex in the Cabot, Arkansas area, and on Echolink via the KE5ELU-L Echolink node and other nodes as well. You can also listen live to the net on the website at www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Night Flyers is all one word, and Night Flyers is spelled with a Y. Just look for the Listen Live navigation tab. While the net is informal, it is a directed net. All stations should contact net control, in this case AE5WX, before attempting to contact other stations on frequency. The purpose of the net is to provide training, amateur radio fellowship, and discussion on a wide variety of radio and non-radio related topics. All amateur radio operators holding the equivalent of a valid U.S. Technician Class amateur radio license or higher are invited to participate in the net and are encouraged to do so. Break, more to follow. Since I am doing the net via Echolink, there is a slight delay in audio, so I ask that when you check into the net that you key up and wait at least 2 seconds before you begin speaking, or the first part of your transmission will be cut off. Then give my call sign, AE5WX, Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, and remain keyed up. Please do not unkey your mic. Then give me your call sign using the ITU phonetics, if you would, please, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or comments for the net. If you do have traffic, I'll be right back with you before the next round of check-ins. Conversely, if I do not get any indication of traffic or comments from you, I'll assume you're just on the log for the count only. Once you have been acknowledged by Net Control, you may secure your station at your leisure if you need to do so, but you're encouraged to stay around for the duration of the net if at all possible, and the same audio delay will need to be observed if you check back in later in the net with comments. Break, more to follow. The general format of this net will be participatory in nature, and that's no April Fool. I will first take check-ins from stations that are mobile, portable, or short of time, as after I acknowledge the pre-net check-ins from the Listen Live link and on Echolink as I see them. Take check-ins from the Listen Live chat box and Echolink as I see them on the screen. Helps if I look at the script here. Hi. Then I will ask for any other Echolink stations that I may have missed, and then check-ins will be opened up to everyone, RF or Echolink. Since this is a simplex net, I'll then ask for relay or weak signal stations, and any traffic will be covered within the respective groups. Break, more to follow. Okay, then I will cover the news and notes section of the net, followed by another round of general check-ins before we get to tonight's special training presentation. After the training presentation, we'll do the question comment of the week, and ask each station on frequency for their comments, then I'll ask for a final call for check-ins or comments before closing the net. Break, more to follow. Since this is a special format net, it may be a little longer in duration. However, a recording of the net will be made available as soon as possible after the net on the Cabot Night Flyers website for those who are unable to listen to the net tonight, or for those who have to leave the net before its conclusion. So, with all that out of the way, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers net. And at this time, I'll take check-ins from stations that are mobile, portable, or short of time. Mobile, portable, or short of time, please call AE5WX.
Don and Marshall, short of time. AE5WX, this is KL5EQS, Ronald Farnell. I'm going to be short on time.
All right, I got two stations there short on time. Don, KF5IRZ in Marshall, and KF5EQS, Ron in Parnell. Anyone need either Don or Ron at this time? All right, hearing none, Don and Ron, you may secure your station at your leisure. Thanks for joining us. Let me go ahead and mention the pre-net check-ins. I'm also giving courtesy checks for those who were out at Hammond in the Park today as well. They may or may not show up on Echolink. Of course, we'll start off with yours truly, AE5WX. Then I have KC5FWE Steve, our regular net control, who's monitoring the Listen Live link for me tonight. I'll be getting relays from him later. Then Jesse, WX1DX, along with Rebecca, KF5EYQ, and Daniel, KF5MKT. Then AE7GZ, Jeff, who is over in Germany on military duty, KF5FBR, Shane, KF5MYL, Richard, KF5HTK, Jeff, KF5MUW, Ashley, KE5WLR, Danny, W5AVE, Karen, K5NDX, Randy, KE5SNS, Tanya, AF5CZ, I believe that was Mike, KD5GBB, that's David up in Heber Springs, still having mic issues, WJ0RGE, George from Patterson, New Jersey, KC0EQAA, Doug, the earthquake administrator from Hastings, Nebraska, KE5UU, Ken from Russellville, and KF4NXS, Matt from Lyman in South Carolina. Did I miss any Echolink stations at this point? All right, hearing none, any other mobile, portable, or short of time stations, and then we'll see if there's any other Echolink stations, and then we'll open it up. Any other mobile, portable, or short of time, please call Net Control AE5WX. All right, I see two more stations here on Echolink, Jason, N5NBJ, and Ray, KE5ICG. Ray, it was good to see you out at Hammond the Park earlier today as well. Any of the Echolink stations, if you have traffic, just type the word traffic in the text box and I will get back with you for that. I'll have some traffic myself in a few moments, but at the moment, we're going to go over check-ins to any and all stations wanting to check in to this special April Fool's Day edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Please call AE5WX Net Control.
AE5WX, please check in Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Whiskey Echo with no traffic monitoring the Listen Live link. And want to say a big thank you to all the folks that showed up at the event today. Really enjoyed seeing everybody out there. Really good turnout, and we certainly do appreciate everybody attending. KC5FWE.
All right, Steve, got you logged, and I'll get back with you for any other Listen Live chat box things I might have missed. Jason, I did see you there. I do have you logged. We're going to see if there are any relay or weak signal check-ins at this time. And if we don't get any, then I will go to Steve for any Listen Live check-ins I may have missed. Any relay or weak signal stations, please call AE5WX Net Control. Looks like we got everybody so far. Steve, KC5FWE from AE5WX. Any other Listen Live link check-ins at this point, sir?
At this time, no additional. Daryl, we do have quite a group in there now that's joining us, so we'll let you know if any of them want to get checked in that way. We'll let you know. KC5FWE back over to Net Control.
All right, Steve, thanks. For those who are on the Listen Live link, if you are a licensed amateur radio operator, please enter your call sign for the log so Steve can get it, and we'll go ahead and get it to you. Not really getting any other traffic. Nobody else has reported any, so we're going to go ahead and get to the news and notes section of tonight's net. I want to remind everyone of the website, the Cabot Night Flyers Net, www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Night Flyers is all one word, and Night Flyers is spelled with a Y. Once you get five check-ins, you're eligible for your own Cabot Night Flyers certificate and your very own Cabot Night Flyers number. Once you get 100 check-ins, you're eligible for a special Cabot Night Flyers Century Club certificate. To get both, or either one, you know, please be sure your email address is on file with the net. Just send it to cabotnightflyers@yahoo.com, and be sure to place your name and call sign in the subject line. Your certificate will be in PDF format, and it will be emailed to you, and you will need the Adobe Acrobat Reader to view and print the file. Break, more to follow. Next item of traffic, if you are planning to upgrade to the amateur extra class license, less than 3 months remain for you to do so. The question pools and resulting exams are changing on July the 1st. The next license exam session will be this coming Saturday, April the 7th at 1 p.m. at the Amy Sanders Library, 31 Shelby Drive in Sherwood, around the corner from the Sherwood Municipal Complex on Keele Avenue. Walk-ins are welcome till 1:30 p.m. If you need more information or would like to get on the roster, please email me, ae5wx@arrl.net. Again, that email is ae5wx, Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, at arrl.net, or call my voicemail at area code 501-476-2545. Again, that voicemail, 501-476-2545, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. Again, testing this coming Saturday, April 7, 1 p.m., at the Amy Sanders Library, 31 Shelby Drive in Sherwood. Break. More to follow. Next item of traffic to mention, the Cabot Night Flyers Knit will celebrate its fourth anniversary, or birthday, if you please, next month in May 2012. We are hoping to procure a special event call sign that's still being worked on. We do plan to operate a special event station during that time. Tentatively plan to operate at Lake Willistine Park in Maumelle. Get any updates from Steve on that, we'll be sure to pass that along. Let me just ask Steve if he has any further on that. KC5FWE from AE5WX. Steve, did you have any further on what I just mentioned for the thing next month? Over.
Nothing additional at this time. Net control, just that it is confirmed for May the 19th. That should be a Saturday at Lake Willistine, where we normally set up. And it's probably going to be the same general time frame from about 11 until 4 or so. And, of course, if we have as good a turnout as we did today, we may be there later. But it'll all depend. But the standard hours will probably be from around 11 till 3:30 or 4. But we'll let everybody know when we do secure the special event call sign. KC5FWE, back to net control.
All right, Steve, thanks for the update. Appreciate your work with that. This is AE5WX webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Before we get to tonight's special training presentation on ham radio humor, I'll take another round of check-ins. Any and all stations, please call AE5WX net control. Okay, hearing none, this is AE5WX webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. As was noted in the Ham Radio Wedding Net back on February 12, 2012, while ham radio is serious, it can also be fun. With this in mind, tonight's training presentation is on ham radio humor, specifically several items for the ham shack, including the following: having a ham as a pet, 10 commandments for technicians, a new set of ham radio awards, signs for the ham shack, rules of radio, you've got big trouble, and the missing cue signals. Before we continue, credit goes to the following ham radio operators, quite a few of them, for the material on tonight's net, including Fred, KK5AA, Bill, N5HQ, Dan, VE9DAN, Virgil, W7YEN, Lenny, K5OBC, Ken, W8OB, Don, W6ZO, John, W2AGN, Fred, K6DGW, Tom, K3HRN, Jim, W7RY, Brian, W0NW, Fred, K5QLF, as well as to Chris Stafford, and others I may have failed to mention here. Break, more to follow. For those wanting a copy of these items, you can email me at ae5wx@arrl.net, Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, at alpha-romeo-lima.net. I'll get these to you as soon as possible. Also, since ham radio is a male-dominated hobby, and no offense to the ladies that may be listening, most of these are done with the male gender in mind. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The first item of ham radio humor that we will consider is entitled Having a Ham as a Pet, by Fred, KK5AA. The pet ham is one of the most intelligent of pets, often seeming almost human, but he can also be one of the most difficult to keep. Only a person with a great deal of patience and understanding should attempt to keep a pet ham. The following is a short guide to some of the most important things that you should know about caring for your pet ham. Living area. Your pet ham should have a private area of his own, an entire room if possible, where he will not be disturbed. He will spend many happy hours alone there with his collection of treasures, including antennas, boxes, wires, bits of metal, glass, paper, plastic, power supplies, radios, solder, connectors, etc., that he will bring home regularly. He should be encouraged to continue his activities in this nest room in order to protect the rest of the house from his natural tendencies toward noise, clutter, and making holes in the walls. Expenses. Raising your pet ham can turn into an expensive hobby, but unlike most pets, the pet ham can be trained to work outside the home for short periods and thus bring in enough money to cover all of his expenses. Break, more to follow. Feeding. The well-behaved pet ham will be able to eat with the family on occasion, but he usually feels more comfortable and secure if he can take many of his meals in the privacy of his nest room. It will be your responsibility to see that your pet ham is kept well supplied with food and beverages during the long periods of time that he will spend alone in the nest room. Housekeeping. Pet hams can usually be trained to use the family bathroom facilities. At least we hope so. Hi-hi. Obedience training. Most pet hams can be trained to respond to a few simple commands. The easiest for him are the commands of sit and speak. Once your pet ham has learned these commands, he will sometimes practice them on his own for hours at a time. Break, more to follow. Healthcare. The pet ham is especially subject to minor irritations of the lower back and sore throat from too much sitting and speaking. The special CW breed tends to have a tired wrist rather than sore throat. RTTY and other digital breeds may suffer from tire and hurting eyes depending on his age and computer monitor. These can usually be relieved by sufficient rest periods when symptoms flare up. Traveling. Your pet ham will gladly travel with you in the family car if he is allowed to bring some of the collection from his nest room. His favorite trips will be to places where he can associate with other pet hams from other families. And last but not least, breeding. If you plan to breed your pet ham, you should do so as early as possible after you get him. As the pet ham matures, he becomes more and more reluctant to engage in any activities not connected with his nest room collection. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The second item of ham radio humor that we will consider is entitled 10 Commandments for Technicians by Bill, N5HQ. Beware the lightning that lurketh in the undischarged capacitor, lest it cause thee to bounce upon thy buttocks in a most untechnician-like manner. 2. Cause thou the switch that supplieth large quantities of juice to be opened and thus tagged, that thy days in this earthly vale of tears be long. 3. Prove to thyself that all circuits that radiateth and upon which thou toil are grounded and thusly tagged, lest they lift thee unto radio heaven. 4. Tarry thou not amongst those fools that engageth in intentional shocks, for they are surely non-believers and are not long for this world. 5. Take care that thou usest the proper method when thou takest the measure of a high voltage circuit, lest thou incinerate both thyself and thy meter. Break, more to follow. Number 6. Take care thou tamperest not with interlocks and safety devices, for this incurreth the wrath of thy supervisor and bringeth the fury of the safety inspector upon thy head and about thy shoulders. 7. Toil thou not on energized equipment, for if thou so doest, thy fellow workers will surely buy beers for thy bereaved spouse and console them otherwise. 8. Service thou equipment not alone, for electrical cooking is a slothful process, and thou might sizzle in thine own juices for hours upon a hot circuit before thy maker sees fit to end thy misery. Number 9. Trifle thou not with radioactive tubes and substances, lest thou commencest to glow in the dark like a lightning bug, and thy spouse has no further use for thee except for thy wages. And number 10. Causest thou to be tagged all modifications made by thee upon equipment, lest thy successor teareth out his hair and goeth slowly mad in his attempt to decide what manner of creature madeth a nest in the wiring of such equipment. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The third ham radio humor item that we'll consider is from a sign that I originally saw at a ham radio club meeting in Central Arkansas years ago as a handout. You would think that they were dollar bills as fast as people were grabbing them off of the table. This is an amateur radio station. It is licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. I had to learn the Morse code and a lot of electronic theory to be able to operate it legally. In this station, it is possible to transmit and receive signals from all over the world, dealing with emergency and routine traffic, and creating international goodwill. I did a lot to do a lot, so don't give me any static about how messy this place is. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The fourth item of ham radio humor that we'll consider is from Chris Stafford, a sign for hams to post in their shack. Notice to all visitors, what you are about to witness is an amateur radio station licensed as, insert your call sign here, by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. Before you ask the questions, here are the answers. Number one, the total cost of this equipment cannot be discussed here as it creates marital conflicts. Number two, no, we cannot send a message to your brother in Hong Kong. We would have suggested that you call Western Union, but alas, they do not do telegrams anymore. Number three, this is strictly a hobby. We do not have the facilities or the time to fool around with TV sets, radios, or hi-fi. We suggest that you contact a serviceman. Number four, yes, the antenna in the backyard is essential to the operation of the equipment. Break, more to follow. Number five, the farthest station we have contacted has been in the Ubangi land. Number six, the cards on the wall are called QSL cards. They are confirmation of contacts made with other stations. Number seven, it is technically impossible for this station's equipment to interfere with television reception, telephones, computers, or stereo systems. Any interference problems of that nature are caused by design flaws in the home entertainment devices themselves. Number eight, an amateur radio station may only be operated by a highly qualified, technically skilled electronics expert. It takes dedication, training, and intelligence to reach the level of competence that justifies one to be licensed by the United States federal government. Therefore, it is not considered inappropriate to show proper awe, respect, and general obsequiousness when I discuss my hobby or operate the controls. Break, more to follow. Furthermore, if you are granted the extreme honor and privilege of being invited to speak into the microphone, please observe the following rules. Number one, speak in a low and soothing tone. Number two, do not disagree with me in any manner. Number three, say no bad words and tell no off-color jokes. Number four, it is customary for guests to make complimentary remarks about this station and its licensed operator when talking to other hams on the air. Do not touch anything, turn any knobs, sit on equipment, etc. I have lost several visitors to electrocution in the past few weeks. Thank you for your cooperation. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The fifth item of ham radio humor that we'll consider is a new set of ham radio awards. You won't find these in regular contests. WAN, worked all neighbors. WAS, worked all streets, and you thought it was states. RAGD, raised all garage doors. WAOO, worked all official observers. BERC, bought expensive radio cheap, a TS950SDX at $300. QRP, ESP QSO with a W6 station. 5WAN, 5-band, worked all neighbors, easy one. Break, more to follow. TOR, timed out repeater. TOP, timed out propagation. BAL, bored all listeners. TORA, timed out repeater again. WANA, worked all neighbors again. WACO, worked all club officers. TACD, tested all commercial devices, dirty linear antenna. Work the phone, TV, all audio devices, doorbells, burglar alarms, paper shredder, garage doors, cell phone, etc. TAC terrorized all critters. Same dirty linear antenna. On key up, dogs howl, birds go goofy, cat scurries under couch, and all rodents leave the premises. Right, more to follow? This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The sixth item of ham radio humor that we'll consider is Rules of Radio from Dan, VE9DAN. Number one, there shall be no talking by the family during a QSO. Number two, the XYL shall assist with antenna construction when and only when required. Number three, the shack budget will take precedence over all other incidental items, such as mortgages, food, beverages, etc. Number four, Christmas stocking stuffers for the old man must include at least two items for the shack, total value of not less than $300. Number five, flea markets, ham fest, and field days overrule family holidays. Break more to follow. Number six, furry pets are not allowed near the rig except for testing purposes. Number seven, TVI never occurs within the home, or if it does, it is negligible and it does not count. Number eight, all trees around the QTH shall be considered antenna supports and not greenery, landscaping, or other such nonsense. A corollary, any tree may be cut down, pruned, poisoned, dug up, or otherwise removed should it be in the way of wire. Number nine, the last postage stamp and envelope in the house shall be reserved for direct QSL mailings and not for personal letters, bills, or mail orders unless orders are for the shack. Number 10, any number of holes may be drilled in the family car to accommodate mobile whips. A corollary to this, the coax may droop across the steering column occasionally. Break, more to follow. Number 11, never herewith shall insurance coverage of shack items be less than triple the replacement value, notwithstanding acts of God. Number 12, Burger King must never allow the Holy Whopper oven to cool. As an aside, after working for them for 5 years in Central Arkansas over 30 years ago, I can give a big QSL on that. Hi. Number 13, newly licensed hams must honor, praise, look up to, ask easy questions of, and purchase coffee for the old guys. Number 14, the XYL shall anticipate good brand propagation conditions at all times, and whenever rare D explodes in, she shall, without fail, A, to keep a log when requested, B, to hold all phone calls except those from other hams, C, to call the old man's work QTH the next morning and cover his absence with a good excuse, D, appear very excited, E, change all her plans to suit, F, provide steaming coffee at 45-minute intervals, G, cancel all household chores and particularly cancel vacuuming. Break, more to follow. Number 15, all materials owned by the work QTH can and will be used for ham projects. Number 16, these rules may be modified at any time without notice to continuously be in the old man's best interests. Number 7, the most recent licensee must bear the brunt of our collective teasing until the next new licensee fills his humiliated shoes. Number 18, all members of all ham radio clubs must support, in unsurpassed vigor and cooperation, whatever the resident contest man suggesteth. Number 19, whence the old man bears unrelentless pride of tower height, others must climb said structure unfailingly upon request. Number 20, refer long-standing rule number 15. Truly, if you cannot convince the work QTH to donate items for the shack, you shall quit said despicable workplace without notice, simply QRT-eth hastily. And number 21, added by Rick WB2MBM via Pactor. Coax cables may be routed to achieve the lowest loss regardless of whether they cause doors, windows, etc. to be blocked or otherwise not to function. And if the house appears to be trapped in this sort of rubber spider's web, that's a plus rather than a minus. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this special April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabin Night Flyers Net. The seventh item of ham radio humor that we'll consider is You've Got Big Trouble by Virgil, W7YEN. It was originally published in the December 2004 issue of World Radio Magazine. Having been in amateur radio on and off, for most of the last 50 years I've experienced my share of troubles. I've talked with other amateurs, and it appears that my troubles are not unique. In fact, having troubles seems to be the norm. Over the years, I've discovered that problems and errors can be classified into two basic categories. One, troubles that are fixed with a little extra work, a little more mental engagement, and maybe some verbal lubrication. Two, troubles that might require more than the gross national product of a small country to correct. Some troubles are so momentous that they belong in their own special category. One of my records to date is 213 discrete solid-state devices wiped out with one slip of a probe. I've listed some of the troubles I've experienced, some troubles I've known for others to experience, and some troubles I can envision but never hope to experience. Break, more to follow. You're in trouble when you key your new kilowatt transmitter and the room lights go out. You're in big trouble when you key your new kilowatt transmitter and the street lights go out. You're in trouble when you've accidentally been operating out of band and get a letter from the FCC. You're in big trouble when you've accidentally been operating out of band and you get a visit from the KGB. You're in trouble when you measure the voltage to your new mobile transceiver and it measures 8 volts. You're in big trouble when you measure the voltage to your new mobile transceiver and it measures minus 8 volts. You're in trouble when measuring your 850-volt power supply, you've set your multimeter on the 100-ohm scale. You're in big trouble when measuring your 850-volt power supply, you've set your multimeter on the 100-amp scale. You're in trouble when you're changing the oil in your field day generator and metal fillings come out. You're in big trouble when you're changing the oil in your field day generator and nothing comes out. Break, more to follow. You're in trouble when your rig is set to 220 volts AC and you connect it to 110 volts AC. You're in big trouble when your rig is set to 110 volts AC and you connect it to 220 volts AC. You're in trouble when you're using your new kilowatt transmitter and the antenna relay is stuck in transmit. You're in big trouble when you use your new kilowatt transmitter and the antenna relay is stuck in receive. You're in trouble after you transmit to your favorite local repeater with your new homebrew rig, the local repeater won't shut off. You're in big trouble after you transmit to your favorite local repeater with your new homebrew rig, all local repeaters won't shut off. You're in trouble when you make a call on 6 meters and the neighbors complain about your interfering with their TV channel 2. You're in big trouble when you make a call on 6 meters and channel 2 complains about your interfering with their TV. You're in trouble when you pick up your handheld after it was sitting in your open convertible all night and the water runs out. You're in big trouble when you pick up your handheld after it was sitting in your open convertible all night and there's a bubble in the display. Break, more to follow. You're in trouble when you tighten the clamp bolts on your aluminum antenna mast and the clamp bolts strip. You're in big trouble when you tighten the clamp bolts on your aluminum antenna mast and the clamp bolts don't strip. You're in trouble when you start transmitting single sideband and your RF current meter isn't moving. You're in big trouble when you stop transmitting single sideband and your RF current meter keeps moving. You're in trouble when you operate your Morse code key and the contacts spark. You're in big trouble when you operate your Morse code key and the contacts weld. You're in trouble when you discover that you've been operating below the 160 meter band. You're in big trouble when you hear that you've been nominated for the Broadcaster of the Year award. You're in trouble when you rotate your beam antenna and you hear a grinding noise. You're in big trouble when you rotate your beam antenna and you hear a helicopter noise. Right, more to follow. You're in trouble when you drop your new handheld in the river and it floats away. You're in big trouble, pardon me, when you drop your new handheld in the river and it doesn't float. You're in trouble when the guy wires on your new tower are resonant. You're in big trouble when the guy wires on your new tower have melted. You're in trouble when your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to get their amateur radio license and they want you to help them study. You're in big trouble when your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to get their amateur radio license, and they want to get your best friend to help them study. And a corollary to Murphy's Law, you have a 50-50 chance of being right and a 90-10 chance of being wrong. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabin Night Flyers Net. The final item of ham radio humor that we'll consider, thank goodness, is the missing Q signals. Some Q signals have never made it to the ARRL's official list. Here are some that many agree would be useful in inappropriate situations. As with regular Q signals, each can be a statement or a question depending on whether a question mark follows it. I'm only mentioning the tame ones as some were a bit too risque to be read over the air. Break, more to follow. Quebec Bravo Oscar, QBO. Don't sit next to that guy in the meeting, or buddy, can you spare some soap? Quebec Bravo Sierra, QBS. It's getting deep in here, or did I tell you about the one that got away? Quebec Charlie Whiskey, QCW. I'm going to whistle Morse code on FM or single sideband. Or why are you whistling Morse? Quebec Echo Tango, QET, phone home. Or has anyone called me from another planet? Quebec Echo Whiskey, QEW. Coffee is difficult due to earwax. Or is coffee difficult due to earwax? Break, more to follow. Quebec Hotel India, QHI. I am jumping in quick to say hi, then going QRT. Or, are you leaving after only one transmission? Quebec Kilo Bravo, QKB. How many knobs does your radio have? My radio has N knobs. Quebec Kilo November. How many of them do you know how to use? I think I know how to use N of them. Quebec Lima Foxtrot. I am sending with my left foot. Or are you sending with your left foot? Quebec Lima Kilo. I am sending with my left foot and keyboard. Or are you sending with your left foot and keyboard? Break, more to follow. Quebec Oscar Kilo, QOK. Your last transmission was okie dokie, or was my last transmission okay? Quebec Papa Mike, your signal is per-modulated, or is my signal per-modulated? QPM. Quebec Romeo Charlie, QRC. Warning, rag cure on frequency. QRC, are you a rag cure? Quebec Romeo Whiskey, it means QRP, really weak. Or QRP, you are really weak. Quebec Whiskey Charlie, QWC, who cares? I don't care. Quebec Zulu Zulu, I fell QZZ, I fell asleep at the mic, or is that a 60 hertz hum, or are you snoring? Break, more to follow. Okay, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guest control for the April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabin Night Flyers Net. That concludes the training presentation of tonight's net. And again, if anyone is interested in obtaining these for their shack, they can email me at ae5wx@arrl.net. That's Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray at alpharomeoromeolima.net, and I'll get them to them as soon as possible. I do want to acknowledge a few extra Echolink check-ins that I've seen come on since I started. We had KF5LFQ Mike, N8MJBBK, AF5CB Rick, and KE5WOK Stephen. It is now time for the question comment of the week, and this is how it works. Anyone can submit a question or comment that they would like to have discussed on the net by sending it via email to cabotnightflyers@yahoo.com. A question or comment is chosen each week, and all stations participating in the net can provide an answer or comment when I come around for comments in a few moments. When submitting a question comment of the week to cabotnightflyers@yahoo.com, please be sure to include your name and call sign in the subject line, and also let us know if you would like to remain anonymous, or you will be acknowledged on the air during the net. Break, more to follow. This week's question comment of the week is from yours truly, AE5WX. With the ham radio humor noted on the net, have you experienced any of these funny situations? Again, this week's question comment of the week is from yours truly, AE5WX. With the ham radio humor noted on the net, have you experienced any of these funny situations? If you missed the question, just ask and I'll be glad to repeat it. And as a side note, you are not an April Fool for having experienced any of these situations. And also, I will be doing more ham radio humor on next Sunday night's net, so make plans for that. Break, more to follow. Okay, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for the Cabot Night Flyers Net. The way I'll do comments is as follows. If you are on the Listen Live chat box, just type your comment in the chat box, and I'll note them on the air. If you're on Echolink, just type the word comment, C-O-M-M-E-N-T, in the text box, and I will get back with you in just a moment for your comments. To repeat, if you're on the Listen Live chat box, just type your comments in the chat box, and I'll note them on the air. If you're on Echolink, just type the word comment in the text box, and I'll get back with you in just a moment for your comments. But first, are there any stations on RF that have any comments on tonight's net, either the training presentation or question comment of the week? Please call AE5WX Net Control. All right, first off, I'm going to turn it over to Steve, KC5FWE. The one comment I saw there says, how many of you have taken or out there have your own cue signals? That's a good question on that. Anybody can answer on that. I don't have any, at least not yet. Hi. Steve, were there any other comments that I may have missed? Over.
So far, Daryl, but we did have quite a few folks join us on the Listen Live link tonight. So, in fact, it may be a record for the Listen Live link. A lot of them have started to drop off, but we were having a little bit of fun or trying to with the Night Flyer chat box. And that was one of the questions that I threw out there during your missing cue signals segment, was how many of them have their own cue signals, missing cue signals. So maybe somebody else has some comments on that as well. But other than that, we have a lot of funny moments out at get-togethers. Lots of great memories getting together with everybody out at all of our events. So today was no exception. We had a wonderful group out there. Other than that, back to you, Daryl, KC5FWE.
All right, Steve. Yeah, wasn't sure y'all. I was moving the mouse, just trying to see the display and read on the other one. I'm at kind of a hard angle trying to see that. So appreciate the comment on that. Is anybody either on Echolink or anybody else on RF or the Listen Live link, if you have any comments, if you're on Echolink or Listen Live, just type it in or type the word comment, or please call Net Control and we'll get you for your comments. This is AE5WX and the Cabot Night Flyers Net. All right, I see Ray, KE5UU, has a comment. Some of those, they put stuff in the text box, but I'm not going to repeat it here. They may have wanted that kept private. Hi. But we'll go ahead and get the comments. Again, Echolink Station, just type the word comment. I'll get back with you. But Ray, or Ken, excuse me. I'm sorry, Ken. Get so confused. There's so many names of call signs to remember. Ken, my apologies. KE5UU from AE5WX. Go ahead with your comments.
AE5WX in the group. This is KE5UU. Well, gee, Daryl, nobody. First of all, I'll say that I've been called a lot worse than Ray, so that doesn't bother me at all. Secondly, I just wanted to jump in here because everybody else seems to have fallen asleep. No comments for you or anything. Wanted to tell you you did a great job on the net tonight, but I'm still waiting for the humor. I mean, everything you mentioned was just business as usual, wasn't it? But seriously. I can't say that I've personally experienced any of those things that came up, but certainly the so-called humor you're talking about, the Ten Commandments for technicians getting against the high voltage and everything. I work at a nuclear power plant, and electricity is a very real threat for us, so they're really not funny, but you did present them in a humorous fashion. I do appreciate that. That's all I got here, AE5WX. This is KE5UU.
Ken, I think part of that, I had the 7-3 Jason, he's checking out. Probably I got a little too much sun out there at Hammond in the park today. My face knows pretty bad sunburn. I don't know if my neck got it yet, but I'll probably pay for it tomorrow. There were several things, in reading that. I had to fight to keep from laughing. I would just bust out on just some of that stuff. It was so bizarre. There'll be some other stuff next week from the Portage County Amateur Radio Service, PCARS Club in Ohio, their radiogram in April. It's their April Fool's edition, and so it's got some stuff in there as well that I'll mention. But any other stations with any comments or anything at this time? If not, we'll go ahead and make one final call for check-ins before we close the net. Any other stations with any other comments before we make a final call for check-ins? Okay, Mike's got one. Let me grab him, KF5LFQ. From AE5WX. Mike, go ahead.
Okay, hello Daryl, hello everybody. It's good to see a good number of people on the Listen Live link I'm looking at as well as the Echo link. Yes, the opening garage door I have done today. I just purchased a Yaesu FT3000 and it's gone off frequency somehow, and I was opening it up, the neighbor's garage door, every time I keyed up it would go up and down,
Lord.
So I had no idea I was doing that until she come out and got my attention. All right, Daryl, I'll hand it back to you. And yes, it is possible. KF5 LFQ.
All right, Mike, thanks. That reminds me of one of the episodes. I think it was on that Bewitched thing, because the frequency of the airplane is something that was interfering with the garage door openers and affecting that as well. I see Ashley has a comment, so we'll turn it over to her. KF5 MUW from AE5WX and the Kevin Nightflowers Net. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hi, Daryl and the Net. I especially love the part about having a ham as a pet. I have heard that they are known to drill holes in walls, and that they get kind of expensive sometimes. But I love that. I was laughing out loud throughout that whole part. That was hilarious. And then the QET, QSIG was exactly about ET, the little alien. So thanks for the laugh, Daryl. Great to see you out there today. KF5MUW.
All right, Ashley, it was good to see you and Jeff and all the others out there today. And when I was reading that to another ham, and I got to that last part, you know, think about, and not to be overly suggestive of that, but when I just read the word breeding, I mean, he just said, hello, and I had to just stop, you know, because we all were just laughing so hard. But really, the thing is, though, you just have to have a little fun with that. And there is so little to laugh at in the world nowadays. I mean, we were having fun out of ham in the park for sure. Anyway, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabin Nightflyers. And for those who didn't hear it, Jesse WX1DX pulled a zinger of one on the Stars Club net. He had the trailer, and on the way home, he said, we got two flat tires. Anybody know we can get some tires? And there was just dead silence for about 15 seconds. He said, oh, by the way, April Fool, I think we all about shot him on that one. Anyway, this is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabin Nightflyers net. Before we close the net for the evening, do we have any rechecks with additional comments from stations who had checked in previously? Any stations who have not yet checked into the net and would like to get on the log, this is your opportunity to do so. Or do we have anything else to come before the net before we secure any rechecks, late check-ins, or anything else to come before the net? If we get some, I'll keep the net open. If not, this is the last call for check-ins. Please call AE5WX.
WX, please check in Kilo Delta 5 Delta Lima Juliet. Denny up here in Omaha, and we enjoyed the net tonight.
All right, Denny, got you, KD5DLJ, and your XYO, Mary KF5KLS on the log. Thank you for joining us, better late than never. Any other rechecks, late check-ins, or anything else to come before the net before we secure? If we get some, we'll keep the net going. If not, this is going to be the final call for check-ins. Please call AE5WX.
KF5NBB, George Harrison checking in, checking out.
George, is the suffix on that call, is that Kilo Foxtrot 5, November, Bravo, Bravo, KF5, November, Bravo, Bravo, over?
Bravo, Bravo.
All right, got you on the log, George, I believe it was. Thanks for checking in. Any other rechecks? Thanks for the relay there. Any other rechecks, late check-ins, or anything else to come before the net? If so, please call AE5WX. All right, hearing none by my count for the actual check-ins. This does not include the courtesy checks that I will get later on the log. We had 31 on the net tonight. I'll check the others from the website, and we'll get those updated here in a little bit. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for this April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabin Nightflyers Net. I would like to personally thank everyone who checked into the net this evening, everyone who listened in on the radio receivers, or the Listen Live link, as well as to all the Echolink connections and node owners for the use of their systems for the net. I also want to thank Chris Stafford and to the fellow ham radio operators of Fred, KK5AA, Bill, N5HQ, Dan, VE9DAN, Virgil, W7YEN, Lenny, K5OVC, Ken, W8OB, Don, W6ZO, John, W2AGN, Fred, K6DGW, Tom, K3HRN, Jim, W7RY, Brian, W0NW, Fred, N5QLF, and others for their material on tonight's net. And Chris Stafford, if I didn't mention him earlier, laughter is the best medicine. That's no April Fool. And I hope everyone enjoyed tonight's net as much as I enjoyed preparing it for you. Break, more to follow. I will update the website as soon as possible with a recording of tonight's net. Again, if you would like a copy of the material presented for use in your shack, please email me at ae5wx@arrl.net. That's Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray. At alpharomeoromeolima.net, I'll get it to you as soon as possible. Please note that if you're on dial-up internet, it will take quite some time to download the recording of the net, which will be in MP3 format. There should also be a recording of the training presentation comments, which will be a bit smaller in size. Steve was going to work on that. If we didn't get that, we still will have the entire thing all set to go. But for now, we will go and return all link systems, nodes, etc. to regular amateur radio use and for general discussion. I will be on the frequency for a little bit while I prepare information to update the website. And again, please come back again next week for Ham Radio Humor Part 2. This is AE5WX, Daryl, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's special April Fool's Day 2012 edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net, now closing the net and returning all frequencies back to normal use. The net is hereby secured. This is AE5WX.